I say with the psalmist as he opens Psalm 106, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the Lord God. And then he goes on and he says all kinds of things, but he ends it in verse 48 with, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, amen.
Amen.
So be it. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And that blessed be the Lord, it's a verb. What do you do with a verb? A verb is an action word, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just describe something, but it's an action. So we need to bless him. We need to salute him. We need to praise him. We need to kneel down in adoration to him and congratulate him.
Yeah.
And bless him as an act of adoration. We're going to do that in our songs this morning. And then praise, he ends it. He starts the verse with blessed be the Lord, and he ends the verse with praise ye the Lord. And that's our word hallel, again, another verb. And this is the one, I keep bringing this back to you. I've said this 100 times, but hey, we're going to get with it. It means to be clear, to shine, to make a show, to boast, to be clamorously foolish, and to celebrate. Amen. Can we do that this morning? Are you going to lead us in that? Amen. Spurgeon said in the Treasury of David about this psalm, it says, the psalm begins and ends with hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. The space between those two descriptions of praise is filled up with the mournful details of Israel's sin and the extraordinary patience of God. And truly, we do well to bless the Lord, both at the beginning and the end of our meditations, when sin and grace are the themes. While we are studying this holy psalm, let us all see ourselves in the Lord's ancient people, and bemoan our own provocations of the Most High, at the same time admiring his infinite patience. Has God been patient with you? He's been patient with me. Amen. And with you too.
Amen.
Amen. With all of us. Because of it, because of that patience, may the Holy Spirit sanctify it to the promotion of humility and gratitude. Are you humble? Are you thankful? Are you grateful for what God's done? I am totally. The message says it this way. Blessed be God, Israel's God. Now bless, bless always. Oh, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand Hallelujah. This morning and let's say it from the King James Version. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, amen. Praise ye the Lord.